not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show.
Yo. Welcome everyone to the Mookie Mel Show, brought to you by yours truly, Mookie Mel. Thank you for joining me in episode 2 of season 2 of the Mookie Mel Show. Ooh, I had to clear my teeth. I had some chicken in there. But I'm very excited for what I have in store for you guys. I think this will be a great episode. Today it's me and you, Mook and the listener. So I'm excited to get a few things off my chest. I'm excited to talk to you and hear a few of your responses eventually. Maybe not right now. But today's episode is focused on the formula to success. We're going to break down the topic per usual in the three S's of social, sports, and scholars. And just how the formula to success is relevant to each subcategory. The formula to success is something as simple as two components. And if it was that simple, which it is, why do I feel that success is so hard to obtain then? Why is success so immeasurable if it's as simple as two components? Are you ready for those two components? Consistency and quality. Quality and consistency equals success. And it's that easy. I'm going to break down a bit more in the three S's of social, scholars, and sports, how consistency and quality formulate ultimately to success. And then, you know, we're going to make a left turn and ask, what is success? How do we determine success? I think this is going to be a fun and thought-provoking conversation. I know a lot of ideas, and even when discussing with Jigaman, you know, we bickered and rattled off a few different ideas of what success may be to us. So I'm very excited to hear some of you all's responses via social media, via text, via even phone call to hear what some of you all think in terms of success. So let's jump right into it with S1, me and you, in the formula of success with social. So we've all heard the commonly used phrase, time is money. And I beg to differ, my friend. Time is time. Money is money. Food is food. You know, time does not directly correlate to money. It can, but just because I give you my time does not mean I'm making money. You know, just because I give Luna, my dog, time doesn't mean that's not time well spent. So the reason I'm making that kind of comparison or correlation is the same thing with success. You know, success does not have a direct correlation to anything. You know, success is in the eye of the beholder. So to me, a successful, maybe a occupational career would be helping those in need. While to someone else, success may be having millions of dollars or 20 cars or a big house. You know, as I said, it's in the eye of the beholder. You know, you first have to understand that no matter what we spend our time doing, we ultimately want to be doing it right to some extent. You know, nobody goes to work saying, oh man, I'm going to try my worst today. Unless you want to get fired. But, you know, or let's relate this to sports briefly. No basketball player will take a shot at the hoop intending to miss. You know, there's certain targets to some extent. I want to relate the social aspect of success to what I feel affects me directly most in my life right now. This podcast, you know, so whatever or whomever is listening, try to direct what this conversation is going on in your life. Maybe it's your job, maybe it's your relationship, maybe it's your children, maybe it's, who knows, your pet. You know, it can be anything. But try to relate this to what you're gearing as a challenge, you know, almost extracurricular or whatever you're spending your time doing. So my podcast is something that can't necessarily be measured in terms of finances because I'm doing this all pro bono. Jigga Man helps me just because that's my friend. So where do I measure the success rate in terms of my podcast? You know, or is this considered to be unsuccessful because I'm not getting paid and because I'm making Justice do it for free? It's like, I don't make him, he loves it. But, you know, how will I gauge my success in terms of my podcast? A few ways I kind of gauge personally is my interaction with my audience. I understand that I don't have customers, so it could be a lot easier to lose an audience member because they have nothing at stake. You know, they didn't pay to listen. None of you paid to listen to this podcast. So it's as easy as turning off your device. But let's flip the script. Let's say what you're striving for in success is almost that easy and it could be turned off. Would you call your efforts successful or not? So let's say, God forbid, you die in a car crash. Would you say your last day you played basketball was successful? Would you say your last moment with your significant other was successful? Would you say you enjoyed something to the fullest of its capability? And I think that's what I'm aiming for with this whole conversation and success. To strive to do everything with greatness because you have no idea when it will be your last. All right, let me digress on the lighter note. So, back to the formula. Consistency and quality. With the podcast, it's easy to be consistent, right? It's like going to work. You have to show up every day. You know, you go from this time, X time to Y time, right? You know, with the podcast, it's as simple as I just make an episode a week, right? But consistency is not merely going through the motions. It's going through the motions with the integrity or intent to do it better than you previously did. So it's not as simple as just showing up to work and, you know, hitting your numbers. But are you hitting your numbers with purpose? Are you reaching out to new people? Yeah, I can make a mediocre topic or maybe a mediocre outline every week, but is that consistency? To me, that's almost a failed effort or a waste of time. If I'm not going to put my heart in desiring something I'm implementing time into, why do it? Why be consistent at it? Why consistently be mediocre? Whew. That sounds like that's a popcorn or ice cream flavor or something. But it's the truth. You know, where do we lie within consistency? What is consistency? Is it merely going through the motions of creating a podcast for me once a week? Is it as simple as showing up to work 8 to 5? Or are you striving for something better? So what's quality in the social effort? What do we deem as good or good enough or not good enough? You know, quality is quality over quantity, right? But where or whom is the judge of what's quality? You know, I may think McDonald's is quality food, but to someone else, McDonald's could be trash. The podcast is another prime example of what's quality. I personally try to put a quality product out every time. I promise you. I promise you. I truly do. But in reality, it may not be quality to certain people, and I'm well aware. Or in general, it may not be quality. Every mother thinks their child's beautiful, right? But that's the beauty of the struggle. That's the beauty of the challenge. That's wherein lies success. You know, being able to recognize there is not a common denominator in terms of what quality is, but there is a common denominator in what success is. I don't know what it is, but I do know when something's good, everyone can recognize when it's good. So, again, let's relate it to the podcast a little deeper. Since I have an audience instead of customers. Quality means a lot. I need to engage people or you to further listen to this episode because you feel it's a quality product. You feel it's a quality listen. You know, I realized that customers have certain obligations to things. Although it may not be quality, you're obligated to do whatever because you spent X amount of dollars on so. So let's bring it back to McDonald's. Let's say, you know, it's not quality food, but you're a customer and you only have $5. Well, this is all the money I have. This will be good enough. You know, I know all my college students can relate to that. You know, again, this is the question of the formula, quality and consistency. Where is the line drawn at that this is just good enough? So let me flip the script. Let me ask you. So what is quality to you? Seriously, think about it. What is quality to you? What is good enough? Or what's not good enough? How do you make sure you present a quality version of yourself every day? You know, we make lasting impressions, right? And you hear it all the time. You can only make a first impression once. So how do you make sure you present a quality version of yourself every time you have that impression? Is it a mental point of view? Is it a physical perception of what you're wearing? Is it merely the handshake that you give? But how do you present a quality version of yourself every time? So that's going to be my first challenge to you. Mind you, it's just me and you. What are you going to do to present a quality version of yourself every time? It's funny because we think of success and we think of others' success and we think how they got the success. But in reality, can't nobody help you be successful. Success is a one man or woman race, you know, and no one can run this race but yourself. So success requires a lot of reflection, you know, upon yourself to deem what is successful, what is consistent. And ultimately, when you reflect enough and begin to figure out how you consistently create a quality product of yourself, that's when you will find success. It's an internal gauge. There's no external factors which can gauge success for us. It's tough. But hence this conversation. So let's jump into S2 in sports and further discuss the formula of success. Sports. That's a lot easier to determine what is successful, isn't it? You know, most sports have a score, a time, some numeric value which can determine a winner and loser. And cut, blank, period, and dry, that's how sports go. You know, there's a winner and there's a loser, period. But let's really break this down. So for all my athletes listening, let's really break this down. What is success in your craft of choice? You know, how do you present the formula of consistency and quality in your sport of choice? So let's start with consistency. Yeah, that's cool. Show up to every game. Show up to all practices, right? We talking about practice, coach? You want me to come to practice? Yes. Okay, that's cool. But as I previously said in social, how are you raising this level of consistency every day? So how are you raising the bar enough for you to become more consistent? You know, and it could be as easy as going to practice every day or putting up 100 shots or practicing your swing 100 times. But are you practicing the right way? I know all my athletes have heard perfect practice makes perfect play. But are you practicing perfect or are you merely going through the motions? Now, in terms of quality, again, with sports, it's easy. It's a numeric breakdown. How are your numbers changing? Where is the change? How are you advancing? How are you becoming a better athlete in whatever your craft of choice is? In short, it's being consistently quality. It's being quality and consistent. So it's in making yourself a better and well-rounded. It's in taking your weaknesses and consistently working on them with a quality effort to make those weaknesses your strength. So I'm going to relate it to basketball because that was my sport of choice. If I can't dribble with my left hand, I need to be going as hard and as best to my ability as I can for however long I can with my left hand daily. I need to be dribbling with my left hand every day. I need to be doing drills with my left hand every day. And with sports, it's easy in a sense of the word to recognize those weaknesses. Let's transition into S3 with scholars. Scholars is definitely a tricky one. Like to break down the success with scholars isn't as black and gray and cut and dry as you may think. You know, yeah, you can get good grades and this, that, but grades are objective or subjective or both. You know, it's kind of your discretion. It's the ball isn't short in the teacher or professor's court, whomever the instructor may be at times. So let's start with quality. Quality in terms of scholars is difficult, as I was saying, because it's so objective to what is relevant. So, for example, a good read may only be a good read if it's relevant to your field. Or is a good read because it's thought-provoking? Or is a good read because it's informative? You know, scholars, the whole ideal of information and education is good. Is that good enough? Is a question of quality in itself. You know, that's why so many public schools in major cities are up for debate. Like, is this school good enough? My constant challenge is to always strive for more education, for more quality, to learn to read in between the lines, to not necessarily believe everything you're taught or read or hear, especially in terms of scholars or educational standpoint. A lot of that information can be skewed based off an opinion or whomever's delivering the information, or even something as simple as geographical location. So I want to challenge all of us to seek quality in our guidance of education and knowledge, to question what quality is. Let's make that right turn and get right into consistency. And consistent effort to be a scholar is a must. So you must consistently seek knowledge. You must consistently try to expand your horizon and try to read more. Try to learn in different fields. It's, you know, yes, it could be as easy as going to school every day, because that is a form of consistency. But as, you know, the common denominator throughout all of our S's in scholar, sports, and social, you have to understand that raising the level of consistency and efforts is constant, and that is needed. So there's no difference in terms of scholars. The efforts must be continual. It must be consistent. But it's challenging when it's no longer sports and there's a physical, numerical value. It's challenging, you know. Obviously, I say grades can be that issue, but let's say you're not in school. How are you consistently challenging yourself? You know, yes, it's good for people to read, especially in this day and age, because not many people read. But are you reading something out of your comfort zone? Are you consistently pushing yourself to read more? Are you consistently pushing yourself to read things that don't necessarily spark your interest? These are just all common ideals and thoughts in terms of consistency in scholars. But that does about wrap it up for us, ladies and gentlemen. A shorter episode, went for a little bit of a different platform. Excuse me, a bit of a different format. You and me, I appreciate your time per usual. Thank you for tuning in. We have some great episodes still lined up here in season 2. Let's try to figure out this formula to success together. But in the meantime, let's just work on the two components one at a time. Consistency and quality. Jigga Man.
You're
J-Dog.
Yeah, yeah.
JJ.
Hey.
Go and hit him with the facts, man.
Yes, sir. What's up, y'all? Hey, so you guys probably didn't realize it, but that was our first, that was Miles' first solo episode since the first three. You know, every episode since then, it's just been guests, and, you know, I've done a couple. But that was his first full-length solo episode since the religion one way back in October. So here we are, season 2, episode 2. Yep, we're still here, baby. That was great, Miles. Clap, clap, clap. And we're just going to keep the ball rolling here. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether our audience grows or dwindles. We're still going to give you episodes every week. So please keep looking out for that. Our Wait a Second Wednesday came out this past Wednesday. So go check that out on YouTube. It'll also be up on Facebook this upcoming Wednesday. We got a submission for our gear challenge. That was dope. That was by Malcolm Mann, one of the guests we've had featured on here. So please go check that out. And if you're feeling up to it, maybe you submit one. remember, there are free clothes. Yes, free in the submission. Okay, so if you get chosen, you might get some free gear. So check that out. I'm not going to keep you all much longer. Just come back next week, Friday at 5. We have a guest episode coming up, and that'll be great. So that's about it for me. Y'all have a good weekend. Be safe. Don't drink and drive, but still have a good time. All right, that's it. Jay Healy out. Mookie Mel Show. Audie.